This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning to you. It's September 2nd, Wednesday, hump day. It's 80 degrees outside right now under clear, sunny skies at 7:06. We've got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. We definitely need you to weigh in on this. A local teacher is facing charges accused of a years-long relationship with a teenager. What cops say she did. UConn police arrest a guy accusing him of trying to have an inappropriate contact with a teen and then throwing phony money at her. Details on that bizarre story coming up. El Reno city leaders admit they screwed up when it came to a massive water leak. We'll explain. Oklahoma City's Gold Dome has a new owner, and it's not who the city expected it would be. What happens next for the landmark? We'll take a deep dive on that one. And a couple of new scams that'll be hitting the metro pretty soon. What you need to know to protect yourself in this week's Freedom 96.9 Grift Busters. But first, your Freedom First News on Freedom 96.9. A 44-year-old Oklahoma City educator is wanted on a warrant after investigators say she had an inappropriate relationship with a student for several years. Court documents allege Jennifer Showcat gave the student drugs and alcohol and was even found in bed with a victim who was 16 years old at the time. Police say the abuse started when the victim was just 12. Police searched the student's phone and found thousands of text messages between the two. Investigators say Showcat allegedly offered the victim marijuana products she had confiscated from her students. Documents say she also invited the student to come live with her earlier this year. Showcat is no longer working in the district. UConn police have arrested a man accused of making a lewd proposition to a teenager and then throwing fake $100 bills at her. Police identified the suspect as Samuel Macedo. Investigators say the teenager went to a nearby home and called police. Officials used security camera footage and flock cameras to help locate Macedo. When he was arrested, police say they found counterfeit bills inside his vehicle. Macedo is charged with lewd or indecent proposals to a child and possession of counterfeit bills. Police also say that he had an outstanding warrant at the time of his arrest. El Reno officials are admitting the city failed to follow up on a Bitcoin mining operation despite a stop work order issued back in 2023. Interim city manager Ken Brown says officials simply assumed the property owners would comply. More than 3 million gallons of water were lost because of a leak at the site, though the city says its water supply is now back to normal. The property has been condemned, and officials say the owner, Athlon Blockchain Technology, will be billed for the water and other costs. The city says it's taking steps to prevent similar failures. The investment group behind OKC United is offering up to $9 million to help cover the rising cost of Oklahoma City's new MAPS 4 soccer stadium. In return, the city would agree to match the contribution if necessary. The current stadium budget is $121 million, with the potential to grow to $137 million under the proposed agreement. Site work began back in June, while construction is expected to start later on this winter. The 10,000-seat stadium is scheduled to open in 2028 and will host soccer, concerts, and high school events. Artwork honoring Oklahoma County music legend Toby Keith was unveiled on Tuesday for the new Toby Keith Expressway Bridge over I-35. The design features Keith's initials on a custom guitar pick, along with images representing his love for horses. His wife, Tricia, and two of his children attended the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority's meeting and helped to develop the concept. His daughter, Crystal Keith, says the family hopes the project will preserve his legacy and keep his name connected to Oklahoma for generations. The 28-mile, $3 billion toll road is expected to be completed by 2033. Oklahoma City is becoming a center of a growing regional connecting businesses, hubs from San Antonio to Kansas City. With the 2028 Olympics approaching, transportation and business leaders are looking at how to handle the continued growth. At the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce's State of the Region address, leaders called for greater investment in highways and public transit, including proposed commuter rail. They say Central Oklahoma already accounts for about 44% of the state's economy, with up to 17,000 new residents arriving every year. They say the time is now to prepare for that growth. Oklahoma City's iconic Gold Dome has a brand new owner, and The developer, the city, it's not the developer the city expected. Just hours after city council approved a $3 million incentive deal for a Tulsa developer who wanted to turn the Route 66 landmark into a music venue, the property sold at an Oklahoma County Sheriff's auction to a different bidder. Caleb Hill of Precor Realty won the property for $1.1 million. The city says its deal with developer Mike Brown is now void. City leaders want the historic Gold Dome preserved, but with a new owner, no plans announced. Its future is pretty uncertain right now. So let's talk about this one a little bit. The Gold Dome isn't just unusual for Oklahoma City. It's one of a relatively small number of surviving mid-century geodesic commercial buildings in America, and it was the first of its kind to be used as a bank. So it was built way back in 1958 over on the corner of Northwest 23rd and Klassen. Originally for Citizens State Bank, the dome consists of 625 individual panels. It spans 145 feet, covers roughly 27,000 square feet. The original project represented an investment of about $1 million. So what would you like to see it used for? We'd like to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You want to see it stand or you want to see it get torn down? I really like the idea of a music venue. I think that's a really cool idea. I'm hoping the new owner doesn't tear it down. If he tries, it definitely won't be easy. Being on the National Register of Historic Places does not, in and of itself, prevent a private owner from tearing down the Gold Dome. Federal rules generally allow for private owners to demolish a National Register property unless federal money or federal permits are involved, and it doesn't seem like either of the above applies in this case. There may be some local city protections that could make demolition a bit more difficult. The city says demolitions in designated historic preservation or historic landmark areas require a certificate of approval from the city. The Gold Dome's National Register status dates back to about 2003. That was after preservationists successfully fought an earlier attempt to knock it down back in 2001. So for the new owner, a guy named Caleb Hill, the question isn't simply, is the Gold Dome historic? It certainly is. What does it mean that it is historic? So did a little bit of digging on this one. The Gold Dome is listed as a C3 commercial zoning. So with 23rd Street Uptown Corridor overlay and urban design overlay, what those overlays do is they really matter. Oklahoma City is explicitly saying that demolition and an urban design overlay district requires what's called a certificate of approval. So the Urban Design Commission or the city planning staff reviews any request to knock this thing down, then the decision can be appealed to the Board of Adjustment. So the new owner can't just simply decide tomorrow to knock down the Gold Dome and apply for a routine demolition permit. He'd have to go through the city's design review process first, and the city has certain standards for deciding demolition. So this is particularly interesting. Oklahoma City's urban design guidelines say that when considering a demolition, officials can examine whether removing the building would negatively affect the design, form, and urban character of the district. Now, that's important because the rules recognize that demolition can sometimes be appropriate, but they also specifically require the city to evaluate the impact that it would have on that surrounding district. So that gives preservationists a little something to work with there. The Gold Dome, it's not just an ordinary building sitting in a commercial zone. It's the city's own MAPS 4 planning document calls it a, quote, cherished landmark. So that identifies its historic significance and describes the intersection as a major opportunity for Route 66-related development. So could Caleb Hill eventually tear it down? At least in theory, yes, he could. But it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to happen immediately. Well, it's a problem that's making its way to Oklahoma right now. Law enforcement impersonation and digital arrest. So what exactly is that? We'll explain in today's Grift Busters with Tara Harden of the Oklahoma Department of Securities. We'll also be talking about that Elva police officer accused of exploiting an elderly person. It's 80 degrees under clear, sunny skies at 7:15. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Taking a look into Freedom Traffic. Got a couple of construction problems causing issues. Bridge work eastbound I-44 at Klassen, May and Northwest Expressway. Also, construction on Danforth between Santa Fe and Kelly.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
A message from Oklahoma Human Services. If you receive SNAP benefits, this message is for you. Life changes fast. If you've started a new job, moved, or had changes in your household, you are required to update your information as soon as possible. Keeping your case current helps avoid delays and keeps your benefits accurate. Update your SNAP case today at okdhslive.org. Don't wait. Stay up to date at okdhslive.org.
Gentlemen, this Saturday, over 180 head will sell at the 27th Annual Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale. Make plans now to be at the Carroll Cattle Company Sale Facility near Perkins. The OAA Gathering Sale will include 70 registered Angus lots and 100 commercial Angus and Black Baldy spring calving bred heifers. Most are AI bred to calve early spring. This is a high-quality consignment you don't want to miss. The Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale this Saturday at noon. For more information and to view the catalog, visit mcsauction.com.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. It's Brian Kilmeade.
But Iran and Oman will take part in a revenue-sharing agreement as part of an interim deal to reopen the control of the Strait of Hormuz. That's a non-starter. What are you even doing? Number one, Oman's supposed to be an ally of ours, and you'd worked out a toll-sharing, revenue-sharing agreement with this outlaw nation, Iran? I mean, that is subversive.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back on this hump day, September 2nd, 2026. It's going to be another hot one today. Look for mostly sunny skies today with a high of 99. Tonight, clear skies, low of 73. Real nice night to sit outside. On Thursday, breezy and hot, high of 97 degrees. Then on Friday, much of the same, mostly sunny, breezy, high of 97 degrees. It's 80 degrees outside right now under clear skies.
The new Freedom 96.9.
Hello, how may I help you?
You are a scammer, I swear.
A scheme, fraud, a racket, hustle, flim-flam, a scam, a grift. This is Grift Busters, exposing the scams on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Law enforcement impersonation and digital arrests. Those are new scams that are targeting your hard-earned savings right now. Tara Harden with the Oklahoma Department of Securities is joining us live. Tara, what the heck are we talking about here?
Digital arrest. What is digital arrest?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the easiest thing to say is there is no such thing. So, yes, real arrest involves a real live contact with a law enforcement official. And so what the criminals are doing is contacting people, oftentimes by phone, and saying, posing as law enforcement, sometimes even like the FBI, saying that your information has been found in maybe your credit card's been used to purchase guns, to purchase pornography, to, you know, something illegal, and that your account has been used. And so while they try to clear it up, you are officially under house arrest, and that the way they enforce this house arrest is through your webcam on your computer. And so you have to be in front of the webcam and checking in like every 15 minutes on that webcam. Yes.
So my first thought is, what a great excuse for me to call my boss and say I can't come into work today.
right, to call somebody. Yep. Definitely, yes. And they tell you you can't tell anybody that this is a private investigation, you know, that it's hush-hush and that you can't call anybody, tell anybody, and they keep you in your house. You get grocery deliveries. I mean, you literally cannot leave your house.
So what's the advantage of that then? How do they get paid from keeping you in your house?
Eventually, once they have that psychological hold on you, they will allow you to, quote, post bond and pay to get out of your digital arrest. I read an article yesterday, a news report, that the longest one that we know of so far, a gentleman had been in his house for 7 months.
Oh, my God.
7 months.
On its face, it sounds ridiculous that somebody would fall for this. But there's a reason that otherwise intelligent people fall for these scams.
Yes, and it is all about that psychological manipulation. Number one, it's that fear factor. But then the criminals have gotten so good at sounding real. They can even email you documents that appear to the naked eye, to the untrained eye, to be legitimate warrants for your arrest. Mm-hmm. You know, they can take control of your computer and make your bank account look like it has charges on it that for the supposed, you know, illegal purchases. They can do all kinds of things to, yeah. And sometimes in that taking control of the computer, they end up wiping your bank account out.
And especially using AI. I can jump on ChatGPT right now. I can have it make me up some court documents that look 100% real, and I can do it in seconds.
Yes. Court stamps and everything. Yes, absolutely.
100%. I got a call, probably 6 months ago, from somebody who was a police officer, quote unquote.
Yes.
And apparently a car that was used in trafficking drugs was stopped on the border. And inside that car, they found my Social Security card. So right now, my Social Security is being suspended, is what they were saying. So I can't use my Social Security card. And I'm like, the hell does that mean? What do I use my Social Security card for?
Anyhow? Right.
And so my response to it was, you know, I'm so glad that you found this. And they said there was blood on it. And I said, yeah. So and there was cocaine that was found inside the car. And they told me how much cocaine. They said it was like 30 kilos of coke. I said, wait a second, 30? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, I actually had more than 45 kilos of coke in there. I think the police probably stole some of them. I'd like to file an official police report for stolen goods right now. And they hung up on me. They realized I was just messing with them.
Right.
People do fall for these things because they use emotion, they use fear, and oftentimes they use intimidation.
And yes, and that, you know, you can't check this out. You can't call the FBI. If anybody's ever telling you not to check a story out, that is your red flag that you absolutely need to check the story out.
Especially when they're saying you're under house arrest, you can't tell anybody, you can't call a lawyer.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, what?
Yes, yeah. The first call should be, I want my lawyer. Yes. Yeah.
But prior to that happening, that's when they really put in the scare.
It is. And they feed you this story that makes you worried that you are going to get in trouble if you don't comply. Yes.
And it's the ultimate in gaslighting. There's a point where you start saying to yourself, wait, did I do this?
Yes.
Am I guilty of this?
Right. What? And are, you know, like I said, they have enough legitimacy to their story that you start thinking, well, maybe I could be held responsible for this. It's that fear and it's that intimidation and, don't
fall for it.
Don't do it.
So the other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit is this police officer in Elva who I think should probably, if convicted, spend the next 60 years in jail, get out when he's 85 years old, completely penniless, and be dropped off on the streets for what he did. Essentially, what he and his wife did is they took advantage of an elderly guy that they moved in with, and they took this guy for $70,000+ that authorities know of.
Yes.
How do we protect ourselves from this type of, it's elder abuse.
It is, and it is absolute exploitation. We sometimes reach a point, especially if you are a person that is not close to your kids or maybe don't have children. All of us reach a point that we need some assistance in life. Whether it's temporary because you've had a medical setback or it's going to be for the long term because you're dealing with some cognitive decline. But there are legitimate ways to get that help. And if you have that person that's just extra nice,
yep.
Sometimes it's real. Sometimes they are just extra nice. But usually it is a front to manipulate their way in, especially if it's not somebody that's been in your life.
In this particular case, and as somebody who wears a badge for a living, and mm-hmm. you wore a badge for a mm-hmm. living for most of your career, as somebody who wears a badge for his living, this makes me sick, because here you've got an elderly guy who's saying, I can trust him because he's a police officer.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And that wearing that badge does come with trust from the community, but it comes with an absolute huge level of responsibility to uphold that trust. And he did not do that. He exploited that trust. Even when somebody's wearing a badge, you think, well, I don't even need to do a background check on them. They would pass
a
background check.
Right.
Yes. Even what we would think of as traditional checks and balances on this would have failed because he wore that badge and he used it to exploit.
So as a family member of somebody who is elderly, what types of red flags should I be looking for?
Look for that person that just is always around all of a sudden. The yard guy that's now having coffee and helping move things inside and is more and more around. And then keep an eye on those accounts. If you are that family member or that close friend to somebody that's needing that help, be those extra set of eyes. Ask them if you can have access online just to watch, even if they don't want to give you the ability to do transactions. See if they will allow you to just help keep an eye on their accounts for them so that you can see if somebody is taking advantage of them. And, make sure, to have those conversations about signing paperwork. This particular incident, I guess there is some reports that he had a power of attorney signed,
right.
Which gives him a lot more authority than just doing transactions. So be aware of that and get that paperwork. If you are that person that's aging, get your paperwork in order so that you don't worry about somebody coming in and doing that.
The old saying, trust but verify.
Yeah.
Tara Harden, thanks so much for joining us for this week's Griftbusters. I appreciate you being here every single week to walk us through some of these very, very complicated matters and try to keep our money in our pockets where it belongs.
Always love being here. And, I have to say before we go, I wish your name was Mike so that on Wednesdays I could come in and say, Mike, what day is it?
Mike, day. We still have a lot more we want to talk about this morning, and we definitely want you to weigh in. A local teacher facing charges accused of having a years-long relationship with a teenager. We'll get into the tawdry details of that one. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments. It's 80 degrees under sunny skies at 728. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. The USS Abraham Lincoln arrived in Thailand on its way home from the Middle East. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent believes the Strait of Hormuz will be worthless to the oil industry in 2 years.
ICE touts a month-long operation which took more than 2,000 illegal aliens off New York State's streets. Here's reporter Natalie Migliori.
New York City ICE Field Office Director Ken Janello says it was all part of Operation Rotten Apple that took place across the state between July 27th and August 29th.
Jurors in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial Thursday were excused for the day and returned this morning for a fifth day of deliberations. Halloween candy sold at popular retailers in 13 states is recalled over undeclared milk allergens. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. A retired veteran came into our office after his storm claim was denied, and he told me something that I'll never forget. He said, "Noble, I served my country for over 20 years, and I kept my word every single day. I just expected the insurance company would keep theirs." That hit me hard, because at the end of the day, insurance is supposed to be a promise. You pay your premiums, and when disaster strikes, they help you put your life back together. But too many Oklahoma homeowners are finding out that getting fair treatment can become a battle all by itself. At McIntyre Law, we believe people deserve accountability, honesty, and respect from their insurance company. And when they don't get it, we fight.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
I'm Noble McIntyre, and that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. Police in Tulsa are investigating a shooting that left a 19-year-old man wounded early Sunday. Officers were called to an event center near 51st Street and Memorial to find the victim with a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Witnesses told investigators a fight was taking place nearby before the shooting occurred. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment and no arrest had been announced. EMSA has issued another medical heat alert for the Oklahoma City area as extreme temperatures continue across the region. Crews responded to five suspected heat-related emergencies Sunday, transporting three people to hospitals. EMSA says it's handled over 360 heat-related calls this year, already exceeding totals from the past 2 years. Officials urge residents to stay hydrated, limit outdoor activity, and seek air conditioning when possible. Older adults and people with health conditions are especially vulnerable in these conditions, with EMSA saying heat-related illness can become serious very quickly. In Claremore, officials say a large data center project is moving forward after key agreements were finalized with developer Beale Infrastructure. The project is expected to generate more than $180 million in payments to local public entities and more than $400 million in electric revenue and sales tax over time. The project now moves into permitting and regulatory review, with construction activity expected to continue throughout the process. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th, with events and activities for all ages. Kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Independent Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 99. Expect breezy conditions this afternoon. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Tomorrow will bring breezy and hot weather with plenty of sunshine and a high of 97. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot weather, also with a high of 97. Saturday will be sunny with toasty conditions and a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Welcome back and a good Wednesday morning to you. 80 degrees outside right now under clear sunny skies at 7:36. Oh, wait a minute. There's the hotline. Hi, Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Aaron, Mr. Haney. You know, I'm reminded my friends down in Bug Tussle. They went to the state fair every year, and the husband always said, I sure would like to ride that helicopter. And his wife always said, but it costs too dang much. It's $100, and $100 is $100. Well, eventually, he was out there one year, and the pilot got so tired of them complaining about it, he said, I tell you what, if I take you up in the helicopter and none of you say anything, then I'll give you the ride for free. Well, they all got into the helicopter, and he took around and started pulling G-forces and moving around upside down and all around, and they didn't say a peep. And they got on the ground, and the man went up to the pilot and said, well, that was a lot of fun. And the pilot said, I couldn't believe that you didn't even say a word. He said, you know, I was tempted when my wife fell out, but $100 is $100.
Oh, Mr. Haney, thanks for calling. Let's check out your Freedom First News now on Freedom 96.9. A 44-year-old Oklahoma City educator is wanted on a warrant after investigators say she had an inappropriate relationship with a student for several years. Court documents allege Jennifer Showcat gave the student drugs and alcohol and was even found in bed with the victim, who was 16 years old at the time. Police say the relationship began when the victim was just 12. Investigators searched the student's phone and found thousands of text messages between the two. They say Showcat offered marijuana products that she had confiscated from her students. Documents also say she invited the student to come live with her earlier this year. Showcat is no longer employed by the district. Oklahoma City firefighters responded to a downtown high-rise last evening after black smoke was reportedly coming from the top of the building near North Robinson Avenue and West Main Street. Firefighters determined the smoke was caused by emergency diesel generators that automatically activated after a power outage. The generators were running but were not properly venting exhaust through the building's ventilation system, sending black smoke out the top. Building maintenance workers shut down the generators and immediately fixed the problem. No injuries were reported, and officials say the building returned to normal operations. Governor Kevin Stitt is defending his decision to put a constitutional convention to the question before Oklahoma voters, saying that the state constitution requires the vote every 20 years, and it hasn't happened in 56 years. Stitt says a convention could modernize provisions written back in 1907, but any proposed changes would ultimately go back to voters. Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton says Stitt should have consulted lawmakers first, while the Attorney General's office says the governor's executive order violates the Constitution. Stitt expects the courts to settle that dispute. The investment group behind OKC United is offering up to $9 million to help cover rising construction costs for Oklahoma City's new MAPS 4 soccer stadium. Under the proposed agreement, the city would match the contribution if necessary. The current stadium budget is $121 million, with the potential to reach $137 million. Site work began back in June, while actual construction is expected to begin this winter. The 10,000-seat stadium is scheduled to open up in 2028 and will host soccer, concerts, and high school sporting events. The facility is expected to become a major new entertainment venue in Oklahoma City. Well, Oklahoma City is becoming the center of a new growing regional center that connects businesses and business hubs from San Antonio to Kansas City. With the 2028 Olympics approaching, transportation and business leaders are looking how to manage that continued growth. At the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber's State of the Region address, leaders called for more investment in highways and public transit, including proposed commuter rail system. They say central Oklahoma already accounts for 44% of the state's economy, and with as many as 17,000 new residents arriving every year, leaders say the region needs to prepare now for growth that's coming our way. Oklahoma City's iconic Gold Dome has a brand new owner, and it's not the developer the city expected. Just hours after City Council approved a $3 million incentive deal for a Tulsa developer who wanted to turn the Route 66 landmark into a music venue, the property was sold at an Oklahoma County Sheriff's auction to a different bidder. Caleb Hill of Precor Realty won the property for $1.1 million. The city says its deal with developer Mike Brown is now void. City leaders want the historic Gold Dome preserved, but with a new owner and no plans announced, the future of the iconic landmark is pretty uncertain right now. El Reno officials admit the city failed to follow up on a Bitcoin mining operation despite a stop work order issued back in 2023. Interim City Manager Ken Brown says officials simply assumed the property owners would follow through with the order. More than 3 million gallons of water were lost because of a leak at the site, but city officials say the water supply is now back to normal. The property has been condemned, and officials say the owner, Athlon Blockchain Technology, will be responsible for the water bill and other expenses. City leaders say they've learned from their mistakes, and they're working to prevent something like this from happening again. Let's talk about that just a little bit. I don't want to bash El Reno city leaders too much because they did finally come clean and admit that they had screwed up here. But that said, they did screw up. And that's not what taxpayers in El Reno are paying for. Now they could be paying for about 3 million gallons of wasted water because of that screw up. If you want to weigh in here, we certainly want to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, if you want to be part of the show. I'm glad El Reno is admitting that it failed, but admitting failure doesn't make failure acceptable. The city issued a stop work order back in 2023 because it found some very serious violations with the building, with the property surrounding the building. And then officials essentially put the order into a drawer and assumed the property owner would just go ahead and do the right thing. Here we are 3 years later, millions of gallons of water are gone, the property is condemned, and now the city is promising to do better. That's backwards. Government regulations only mean something if the government actually enforces them and if there are consequences for not following those orders. There are really two separate orders here, and I think the strongest commentary is the water leak was a consequence. The real failure here was the city knew there was a problem and then apparently failed to enforce its own order. Steve is joining us now from Noble. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good. I think to teach them a lesson, they should pay $1 a gallon to El Reno for that water, for starters.
I think it's a good start, man.
Because the bottle of water is over $1. And those citizens had to suffer and get bottled water. So, but this is, I want to know how many people were working there. And like you said yesterday, what about the traffic in and out of there? Nobody knew about this.
Right.
Come on. Let's check some bank accounts, some inspectors, because somebody got paid off, it's my suspicion.
Yeah.
And they can't be that inept. And then this is why I'm against data centers, because they keep saying, oh, look at all the jobs. Well, okay, you got construction workers going to build the place. But in 3 to 5 years, they go away, and you've got some robots running all these computers. There's no more jobs. I saw this with my own hometown. They built the OG&E plant there. The population boomed from 900 to around 3,000. After it was finished, most of the people with Brown and Root and others went away. The only ones that were working there were the skeleton crew on the power plant. And now, of course, then Walmart came.
Yeah.
And most of the roofs are caving in on all those businesses downtown.
Yeah. And I get your point, man. But I'm in favor of the data centers. And you and I can politely agree to disagree on this one. But for me, it's not so much about the jobs. I know they're basically going to be self-sustaining. But what they do is they're going to, because these things are huge, they're going to dramatically decrease the property taxes that we're paying because of the large footprint that they're taking up. And because the people who are putting these things up are so interested in moving here to Oklahoma, they're willing to give a little to get a little. So now would be a time for city leaders in different communities to say to them, hey, look, we need improvements in infrastructure because you're going to be bringing a lot of trucks in. We need improvements to our school system because people are going to be working here. And we need you guys to pay for all that. We need improvements to our electrical infrastructure. We need improvements to our water infrastructure. And you guys are going to be paying for it. So instead of taxpayers paying for all of these advancements, those will be paid for by these data centers. And the reality is these data centers, we've got to have them. When you put stuff up on the cloud, it's not really a cloud. It's a data center. And these data centers, as we see an increase in AI, as we see an increase in the need for data, it's got to be someplace. So why not have it here in Oklahoma?
Well, I just have, like you said, I disagree. I think it's the rich getting richer. They've got these blockchain and crypto, whatever, and the rich are getting richer, and it's on the backs of the poor man. I'm not a Marxist by any means.
No, no, sir. I wouldn't accuse you of that.
But I see a lot of greed here, and we always wind up holding the short end of the stick.
Fair enough. Steve, thanks so much for calling, man. I appreciate you. And one of the nice things that I really appreciate about Oklahoma and about Freedom 96.9 especially, we can disagree with each other, and we can still be friends. You go on Facebook, and Steve would be threatening to kill my family and my dog right now. But right now, Steve and I can part friends, and that's one of the things that I really, truly appreciate about the format that we have here at Freedom 96.9. So getting back to this issue, in my mind, there are really two separate issues here. I think the strongest commentary is that the water leak was really a consequence, a failure that the city knew was a problem and then apparently failed to enforce its own order. The city already identified there was a problem. This isn't some completely unknown operation that, bam, just suddenly sprang up out of the ground. El Reno issued the stop work order back in 2023 after finding a whole bunch of fire and life safety violations, expired permits, that type of thing. The company was also supposed to obtain a certificate of occupancy before operating. They never did that. And the city admits they didn't follow up. And that's the part that I could really hammer. City Manager Ken Brown basically said, we issued the order. We figured they'd obey it. We didn't make sure they did. He explicitly said, and he's absolutely right, we failed in that area. So, El Reno, we're going to give you a pass a little bit on this one, but please be better next time. Well, like we talked about, City of Oklahoma City is certainly growing. We want to talk about that in just a little bit. Business centers from San Antonio to Kansas, we're smack dab in the middle of that. With the 2028 Olympics approaching, business and transportation leaders say that Oklahoma City, Central Oklahoma, must prepare for continued growth. At the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber State of the Region address, leaders called for more investment in highways and public transit, including commuter rail. They say 17,000 new residents are arriving every single year. We want to hear from you on this one, too. What would you like to see Oklahoma City look like in 10 years, in 20 years, in 50 years? Are we prepared for the type of rapid growth that we're seeing? And what concerns do you have with that growth? We've got a lot we want to get to here. It's 80 degrees right now under sunny skies at 7:48. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Taking a look into Freedom Traffic. Got a couple of construction problems causing issues. Bridge work eastbound I-44 at Klassen, May and Northwest Expressway. Also, construction on Danforth between Santa Fe and Kelly.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom96.9.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.9.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Iran just doesn't seem to be able to get out of the news, and the whole week we've got an economic summit in Asheville, North Carolina, between the top 20 global economic powers. There's so much happening in the world. It's my job to get you through the headlines and give you the analysis, and I'll tell you what I think about it. I'll also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson and the Eric Erickson Show, live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back on this hump day, September 2nd, 2026. It's 80 degrees outside right now under sunny skies. It's going to be a pretty hot one for the next few days. Look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 99 tonight. Clear skies with a low of 73 on Thursday. Breezy and hot with a high of 97. Then on Friday, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 97. Again, 80 degrees outside right now and sunny at 753. We've been talking a bit about that massive water leak, 3 million gallons in El Reno over by a data center that was being run illegally, and specifically talking about how the city of El Reno essentially blew it by not following up and making sure that that illegally operated data center was not operating. Benny's calling us from Oklahoma City this morning. Good morning, Benny. How are you?
I'm well, Aaron. Been a while since I called you, but I keep listening.
I miss you, man. I miss you.
Hey, well, you know, things are going on. I'm okay about data centers, but I do think that these ever-expanding footprints of covering up our arable land is kind of self-defeating to a certain extent. What about all these empty malls like Crossroads, Shepherd, that have a large area of parking lot and building? Let's relocate them there and just go up or down or both and not cover so much square footage, and we will still get the property taxes based on the valuation of the property when it's been redone. And also the infrastructure to service that is already in place. Might need some upgrading, of course, but it already exists. I really bothers me that I've been in Oklahoma City since 64 when I got stationed here. And I've seen a lot of our grasslands, pasture lands, ag lands, covered up by ever-expanding Oklahoma City growth. And yeah. I realize grow or die, but let's do it with some common sense.
Benny, I can't find a single argument against what you just said. I think that's spot on. You're right. We've got a lot of property right now in Oklahoma City that's doing absolutely nothing. Let's make it into a data center. Hell, let's make Devon Tower into a data center for that matter.
There you go.
I think we're onto something, you and me. That'll be a free one for the mayor. There you go, Mayor. No charge. Me and Benny, we solved the problem.
There you are. Now all you got to do is execute.
Now you got to execute. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
Thank
you calling
you.
In.
Appreciate
please call
the time
in
as always, brother.
You as well. And anytime you want to call in, please give us a shout, 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of the show. Oklahoma City is becoming a major regional hub right now, connecting business centers from San Antonio to Kansas City. With the 2028 Olympics approaching, business and transportation leaders say Central Oklahoma must prepare for continued growth. It's growing pretty quickly. We're being told that Oklahoma City is going to keep on growing. That's great, but are we building a city that we want, or are we simply building more roads to accommodate more cars and hoping the problem doesn't catch up with us until generations from now when it just doesn't matter to us? So at what point does Oklahoma City stop being a place where it's easy to get around and just become another great big congested American city? I want to hear from you on this one, 405-608-4377 if you want to weigh in, 405-608-4377. As many of you know, I'm one of those transplants. My wife and I originally are from New York. We moved here about 10 years ago to Oklahoma City. I took a job with Channel 9, with News 9, to be the political reporter for News 9. And in that time that we were here, initially our plan was we were going to use Oklahoma City as a springboard to get to Houston or Dallas. And broadcast news, the only way you really make money is by moving up to bigger markets. And that was sort of the plan. Once we moved here, we fell in love with the city. The people, we got involved with a bunch of different charities. We bought some property. And even when I left News 9, we decided this is someplace we want to stay. So I took a position with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. I'm the public information there, officer there. I'm a deputy sheriff there. And we plan on staying here in Oklahoma City until the day they bury us in the red dirt. Hopefully we'll be dead by then. But yeah, we plan on staying here forever because we really fell in love with Oklahoma City, and we're not alone. People are learning about this very well-kept secret, about 17,000 people per year coming to Oklahoma City. So one of the charms of the city is that it's got that big, small city feel. But at what point does it become a big city with a big city feel? Is Oklahoma growing right now faster than the infrastructure can handle? There's, like we talked about, 17,000 new residents per year. That's a significant increase. Roads, bridges, water, schools, public safety, all of these things really have to keep up. Are we waiting until traffic becomes a crisis before doing something about it? Transportation officials are essentially acknowledging that Oklahoma City's congestion is only going to get worse. The question is, are leaders being proactive or reactive? Is like they're talking about this $1.8 billion commuter rail. Is that really necessary for Oklahoma City? It calls for a train from Norman to OKC, 39-mile north-south commuter rail line from Edmond, Oklahoma City, and Norman, using the existing BNSF railroad corridor. Do we really need something like that, or should our money be applied towards better ways of getting around than a commuter rail system that realistically nobody is going to use? And they're looking at using a sales tax in order to fund that, but we also need a sales tax for a jail that we desperately need. So is this the solution to the problem? Growth is a good problem to have, but at the end of the day, it's still a problem. I'm not sure if we're finding the right solution here. Central Oklahoma produces about 44% of Oklahoma's gross domestic product. If transportation problems start making it harder for people and businesses to move around and to get around, eventually that becomes an economic problem for the entire state and more than just a hassle as you try to do your morning commute to work. One of the reasons we're doing this is the Olympics, but if a project is worthwhile, it should be lasting through 29, 20, 20, 35, 2040, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Hope to talk to you tomorrow on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A road rage incident ends with one man hospitalized.